We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines right, of the info war.
You've got it.
Well, my friends, we're live, and I'm glad we are here on this Sunday, the 29th day of April, 2012. I'm very glad that we're here because, wow, is the news off the charts. Here is just some of what's coming up today and your phone calls, I should add, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern. That's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Republicans prepare a contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. And I was pinching myself. You mean actually going after real justice, just not putting on some show hearings and then doing nothing? Wow. And as if that wasn't good enough, this is part of the twilight zoning of America, but not just on the bad side, on the good side. Stuff's getting crazy. See, when things start getting really bad, you see the best in people and the worst. Separation of the wheat from the chaff. This is the New York Times yesterday. Big story. Terrorist plotched, hatched by the FBI. And it goes on to say the FBI has manufactured almost every terror threat and has led them, and it's fake, and it's doing it to get power and take people's liberties. The New York Times. Sounds like Alex Jones. So let me see, CBS News is reporting on contempt charges on the Attorney General caught shipping guns into Mexico, guns back into the United States. Or did I say guns into Mexico, drugs into the United States? And then we've got the New York Times, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. But it only gets crazier from there. Here's WorldNet Daily. I just shot a video. It just went up at Infowars.com. Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death. The police are investigating. They say he was poisoned. Wow. But wait, it only gets crazier from there on out. We're coming up on the International Luciferian / Commie Day, May Day, when Obama announced, they're saying because he announced it on a Sunday evening that this is the one-year anniversary, but technically it was on May 1st, so that's coming up in a few days. And they are now announcing that the police are investigating, again, not just the suspicious death of Breitbart's coroner, but now the system is rolling out afresh, anew, the whole hoax on the bin Laden killing front. And I shot another video on that this morning with Seth at Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking down the 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax as the president moves to use this as his reelection bid, that he's a tough guy on Al-Qaeda. Now, if the Republicans wanted to destroy Obama, but they can't because they destroy themselves, they'd go, you're using Al-Qaeda in Syria, you're using Al-Qaeda in Iran, you're using Al-Qaeda in Libya, you turn the country over to them, you're putting Al-Qaeda light the Muslim Brotherhood so they can have sex with their wives after they're dead. That's real. Total lunatics. You're putting them in charge of Egypt. And they're also announcing war on terror is over, they said last week. A new article out saying Al-Qaeda is gone, but TSA's got to be in your neighborhood sticking their hands down your pants and searching your bags without a warrant because of the terror threat. But that terror threat is all the domestic groups. Look at yourself in the mirror. You don't like foreign banks raising your taxes to pay it to themselves? You're a terrorist. Don't like forced inoculation? You're a terrorist. Like private property? You like George Washington? Literally, they say you're a terrorist. I've got FEMA on tape saying George Washington's a piece of trash because they're the enemy. They're the foreign bankers.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is a big live Sunday edition with a lot of good news and a lot of really bad news. But the good news is we know what's happening, and the sleeping giant that is America and free humanity worldwide, not just here in the United States or North America. The awakening is happening everywhere against government tyranny and corrupt elites, and no amount of police state surveillance will protect the system. We will restore the republic. You know, I confirmed over the weekend that a veteran, Montana, 61 years old, was handing out Bible tracts at and one of my films, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, and the police came at the VA and told him, we'll basically take your benefits, send Homeland Security to your house. You don't have free speech here. And I've seen other cases of things like this, and the cops didn't, you know, the little federal cops, little security guards, didn't like the fact that it was called police state. And see, there's that ignorance that any amount of government corruption, I mean, they could order our guns turned in tomorrow, you know, 50% tax increases, and if you said you didn't like it, and by the way, this surveilling us with no warrant is a police state, a lot of these so-called police nowadays think that means you don't like them. They think if you say, I don't want a police state, that you hate them personally, and like the police state is their identity. That tyranny is their identity. But then meanwhile, you've got a lot of police officers and people out there that are aware that the Bill of Rights belongs to you as well. It's very precious. It's very special. It was fought for and paid for in blood. And we're now basically seeing it trampled and removed at an extremely accelerated rate. And now it's like oxygen's being taken out of the room. You take the freedom, the prosperity goes out the door. It's kind of like going out on a motorboat to go skiing or something and taking a 50 caliber semi-auto Barrett out there with you and firing six or seven holes in the bottom of the boat. The boat is going to start taking on water and it's going to end up sinking. And you guys in government and the public allowing this to happen and sitting back and just saying, well, they're the officials, they're the authorities, not the public servants. You have allowed this to take place, and the country is now taking on water very, very fast. Now, that's the image of a sinking ship. Another image is a burning house. And now the fire is on all three floors, shooting out the windows. The roof is collapsing. And finally, some of the public saying, you know what? We might be in a little bit of trouble. And those people that warned us about corrupt government and police states and world government and surveillance, they must have had a point. They must have known what they were talking about. They must have been paying attention when the tyranny was a mile away. See, now the tyranny's already run over us, and now it's got that backup sound on, like a trash truck, and it's backing back over us. And I'm like, you know what? I think we ought to change things. Driving into work today, I didn't see one. I didn't see two. I didn't see three. I didn't see four. I saw five InfoWars.com bumper stickers driving in to the studio this Sunday. But it gets better. I saw dozens. I had to stop counting. I think I saw no other political bumper stickers. I saw dozens of Ron Paul stickers, and I saw a car that said, Vote Rattlesnake 2012, with a big, giant Don't Tread on Me flag flapping above it. They rigged it where it was an ingenious thing where the flag was flapping in the middle of the car, had like a little teepee over it, and then it explained that, you know, the rattlesnake represents Don't Tread on Me and what this country was founded on and all these great points. And the car was festooned with stickers. And I was going over to visit my dad before I came over here with my son and I to get our teeth cleaned. My dad's a dentist. And he comes up, you know, every 6 months or so on Sunday. so we can just focus on us and get that done. And I almost pulled out of the parking lot to follow the person so I could get a photo of the rattlesnake car. But I bet they're a listener because I was able to see they had a Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Don't Tread on Me sticker, the one that's got the rattlesnake on it, and they got both the websites. I did spy that with my eyeballs, and so if that person ever sends us a photo of their car, we will Twitter it out at Real Alex Jones. We will tweet it out if you send it to something like showtips at Infowars.com. And we're getting reports and photos and videos without even asking for them. So now I'm going to start asking for them from all over the country of people fastooning their barns, their businesses, their business signs, sometimes other people's property and government buildings. I'm not saying do that. With Infowars.com. And I've got friends and family and neighbors. My buddy Shane Steiner the other day, local friend going back to high school years, he had tweeted me. No. He texted me a photo that I tweeted out of a guy with a sign plugging the local radio station I'm on in Austin and Infowars.com. And then I talked to family, and they said, yeah, we saw a couple people, and I talked to some crew. I mean, it's just everywhere. This is the explosive grassroots action against tyranny that we're starting to see. As Ron Paul peaks, we realize he won by running and injecting real ideas of libertarian constitutional ideas. But as that begins to crest and then dissipate, dissipation hasn't begun yet, we're going to see it shift into local activism. I like that idea of vote rattlesnake 2012. And then people are like, well, what does that mean? Well, it means the founding of this country. Let me explain what Don't Tread on Me means. And it's shifting into Infowars.com. It's shifting into thousands of people are now shooting videos for Infowars.com. We've gotten over 500 entries, and hundreds more just came in the last few days. I don't know how I'm going to pick winners for the reporter contest. We're going to hire one male, one female reporter, $10,000 in prizes. But all these other folks are saying, hey, Alex, we don't even care if we win. We want to be correspondents. And I'm like, absolutely. I mean, again, how do you organize something like this? So I'm going to go to break and come back with the good news, and I'm going to come back with the bad news as well. But I just wanted to up front break down the fact that the info war has just begun to rise. And as Ron Paul's always said, he is a focal point of liberty and freedom. And just a lot of people that have discovered what he's discovered, tyranny versus liberty, collectivism versus freedom, globalism, fascism, communism versus the republic, that the pendulum is beginning to swing. And so everybody out there, realize our time has come. People are ready to now listen. I mean, world government's openly being announced, Agenda 21, global governance, every form of tyranny. People are finally getting it because Ron Paul, myself, and countless others, many of you out there listening today who were alive before I was even born, you were made fun of, you were laughed at, the national dominant corporate whore, Decepticon, enemy sympathizer, New World Order banker media, the cesspool media, the deceptor media, they had air superiority before and could dominate us. Not anymore. And so because you trailblazers out there stood up from day one and spoke out against all this, we've got a real shot at defeating the globalists because we've planted so many seeds for so many decades. And now as everything we talked about begins to unfold exactly as we said it would, our credibility is beyond platinum. The enemy's credibility is like dog droppings at the park. Nobody wants it. It has a negative value. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The mainstream media is in free fall. But danger, the empire is going to strike back with censorship, attacks on talk radio, attacks on alternative news is becoming the dominant news. The system is cornered like a rat. Now, I've told the New York Times and all of them, start telling the truth and you'd have an audience again. We're actually starting to see that happen. See, there's nothing like the market to defeat tyrants and centralized systems. CBS, Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. Let me give you more. The New York Times admits the FBI manufactured all the major terror plots, as I told you years ago. They're all fake. And there's more mainstream news that Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. Stay with us.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. I'm here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back Sundays with a live, abbreviated 4 to 6 p.m. Central transmission, 5 to 7 Eastern. Okay, again, let me just mention some of what's coming up. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious, CBS News. Los Angeles marks 20th anniversary of riots. That's what the attorney general tried to start with the whole Trayvon Martin thing. Turned out they had instigators inside the protest. That's why the new Black Panther Party was authorized to call for violence. This is truly a criminal group. You're like, why would the president want riots? It's called problem, reaction, solution. Why would Hitler blow up his own government building and pose as a savior? Yeah, it's called the Hegelian dialectic. We're going to be going over that again after the break. The big news, because it gets into total propaganda. Obama exploits bin Laden hoax for election propaganda. I'm going to go back over the fact that this is an admitted fraud. Sure, nobody I know bought that they actually killed him. Then they had to kill the SEALs that were involved to cover it up later on that helicopter, remember? Not the one they blew up that night, but the next one they blew up with SEALs on it? Yeah. I've talked to SEALs, by the way. They all know what happened. Oh, yeah, that's a big wake-up call inside the government. Continuing here, we're going to be going over all of that. And Osama's supposed killer, Obama, bragging about it at the White House I'm a Movie Star correspondence dinner. So that is all coming up. Also, banks cooperate to track Occupy protesters. Well, yeah, the big six Federal Reserve mega banks, they are the government. They took over. All of that is coming up. Also have a report in the Science Stack. This is a report out of Reuters. How long have I been telling you this? But here it is. Scientists call for a rethink on consumption and population reduction. Oh, you're Scientific American. Royal Society calls for redistribution of wealth and more British control, more birth control to save the planet. And I had a Freudian slip there saying more British control, more eugenics control out of England. I'll be breaking that down. But first, let's get into these two reports right here. Here is the New York Times. And when I saw this, I pinched myself because I've known this. I've reported it ad nauseum. Even some mainstream media has reported on it. If you follow each case, they almost always get dropped. They almost always find a mentally retarded person, generally 75 to 80 IQ, mildly retarded, who has been profiled, been in prison, or is on welfare, or someone who's been had serious head trauma. They've also used head trauma victims as one of their favorites. And I've talked about it. I could go to downtown Austin where I live, and I could find a schizophrenic or a homeless person and offer them $10,000 and get them to dress up in a uniform and say they work for Al-Qaeda and say that they're ready to blow stuff up if I give them $10,000 more. And that's what the FBI does. They just take a year or so to get them an apartment and set them up and then try to get them to blow stuff up. First World Trade Center, FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators. That was in the New York Times and CBS News even at the time, because the head guy they hired to do it knew they were setting him up, so he recorded the FBI ordering him to go ahead with the bombing. And they let the two mentally retarded guys, I'm sorry, that's what happened, go ahead, and thank God they didn't park it up against the column like they were supposed to. The globalists had to come back and finish the job a few years later on 9/11. Continuing, though, the New York Times today, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. Wow, sounds like Infowars.com article. David Shipler. I guess the New York Times wants to stay in the game and actually cover some real news. The United States has narrowly been saved from lethal terrorist plots in recent years, or so it has seemed. A would-be suicide bomber was intercepted on his way to the Capitol, a scheme to bomb synagogues and shoot Stinger missiles. That military aircraft was developed by men in Newburgh, New York. That's just like all the synagogues and black churches that get the swastikas put on them, and in every case, the groups do it to themselves. And people say, well, why? Why do it to yourself? Really? Why'd Hitler blow up his own Capitol building? Why'd our government attack its own ships and say the Viet Cong did it to start the Vietnam War, Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, you don't know why? Let me give you a Final Fantasy's a cartoon. Pretty good movie. And the head general wants to be able to take over, so he lets the enemy into one of the main command bases. You know, children's movies understand this, but adults go, I just don't see why the government would let terrorists attack us. Because they use the terrorists. It's not our government. It's foreign banks. Continuing, but all these dramas were facilitated by the FBI. It goes on. Men in Newburgh, New York had a fanciful idea to fly explosive-laden model airplanes into the Pentagon, and the Capitol was hatched in Massachusetts. But all these dramas were facilitated by the FBI, whose undercover agents and informers posed as terrorists, offering a dummy missile, fake C4 explosives, a dismantled suicide vest, and rudimentary training. Suspects naively played their parts until they were arrested. Yeah, the guy that was going to blow up the Christmas tree in Portland, turned out he had been totally picked, told to attack the Christmas tree by the FBI. That's the issue. They go find literal loons or mentally retarded people. They profile them. And then they tell them what to attack. Klan groups, all of it. New Black Panthers, top white supremacists over and over again. All over the country, it's admitted. When an Oregon student, Osama Muhammad, I mean, what a moron that changed his name to that, thought of using a car bomb to attack a festive Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland. The FBI provided a van loaded with 655-gallon drums of inert material, harmless blasting caps and detonator cord, and a gallon of diesel fuel to make the van smell flammable. An undercover FBI agent even did the driving with Mr. Muhammad in the passenger seat to trigger the bomb. And they go, is this legal? Is it legitimate? Folks, of course it's not. The point is, the FBI has carried out the attacks before. I point you back to the New York Times back in 1993 with the first World Trade Center attack. Now, let me bring you to the next little tidbit. Remember, I pointed out that Breitbart was saying he was going to release that day stuff with Obama at communist meetings and calling for, you know, communism and race war and stuff like that. He died hours before he was going to release it. And the media said within an hour and a half, not more than 2 hours, that don't worry, it's natural causes, nothing to see here, move along. Even though it takes, you know, 3-4 weeks with Whitney Houston, months for Michael Jackson, anybody else. They, within an hour and a half, just the media just said, listen, he died normally. We don't know how he died, but just go to sleep. And then the main medical examiner's office came out and said, well, our preliminary autopsy's done, but the toxicology isn't. There's not extreme trauma. There's not too much blunt force trauma. So we're saying that, you know, he wasn't killed by that, but we'll have our final report. That got spun into Alex Jones is wrong. Breitbart. You know, Alex Jones is a terrible conspiracy theorist. Breitbart, the coroner, says natural causes, when that's not what they said. All I said was we should look into this. Well, what's WorldNet Daily reporting? It's also out in the LA papers. Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death. The police are looking into who may have killed the coroner who was poisoned and is dead from poison. They've confirmed that. But I'm sure it's a coincidence, right? I mean, the government never lies to us. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. We'll be right back. Spending part of your Sunday with us. More and more of America and the rest of the world is waking up that you better be involved in politics or basically get enslaved. And that the true American virtue is being informed and is being involved and is detesting the culture of dependency and big government. But conservatives are waking up to the fact that big mega corporations are funding and manipulating and controlling the politicians who then turn government into a giant vacuum cleaner to suck up your wealth and transfer it to them in government contracts and bailouts, but more importantly, to shut down the mega corporations' competition. I'm a local Austin quote business. I hire over 30 people here locally. I also have contractors in other countries. and people like the Watsons over in England, the Watson brothers, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. But I can't even get a phone call back if I call the city of Austin, and we've done it, and said, yeah, I'd like one of your people to come out and talk about cutting my taxes or getting rid of my local taxes, waiving them like you do for all these big companies, and I'll hire more people. And they laugh at you. But I was reading in California, in a town where Apple only has 10 employees, they pay no taxes. And wherever they have them, they pay no taxes. Because it's Al Gore, who's on the board, and they have suicide nets around the Apple factories in China, some of the worst in the planet, because they want pure, giant profits. And that pig, Al Gore, was here a few months ago and got over $8 million cut off in taxes for Apple. That pig that's talking about how I need to have my taxes raised, and Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of bailout money in the last 4 years, trillions of dollars to his companies, over $3 billion to him individually in one phase. Individually, $3 billion of your tax money, and that piece of trash gets up there and uses class warfare envy with ignorant working class people and says, gee, my secretary pays a higher percentage than I do. That's not fair, because you wrote the stinking laws they changed in the 80s and 90s. He literally wrote the change to get rid of Glass-Steagall. He literally, out of anybody, is the author of this. And then he sits there after he's done this to us and wants to raise my taxes. Anybody making over $125,000 a year individually, $250,000 collectively. That's not the rich. That's the people that buy cars and houses. That's the people that go on vacations. That's the people that get their hair done, that come to your restaurant. And all over Austin, where I live, one of the wealthiest cities in the country, I see shops and places closing. Places I've gone to for decades, shutting down. I see the big box stores half empty even. This is the blight of big government. And no amount of tens of trillions will ever pay off all the derivatives garbage these bankers have had to sign on to. Now, continuing here, none of that matters, though. None of that matters. Doesn't matter if America's really in a depression, or the housing market sinking faster, or unemployment and close to 50 million on food stamps. Doesn't matter if they're throwing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution out the window, and increasing all the domestic spy funding and TSA in every major city now, running warrantless checkpoints on highways outside of the 10th Amendment, not just the 4th Amendment. It doesn't matter, because Bin Laden got killed on International Commie Day, May Day, a year ago. Doesn't matter. I had top State Department official and CIA black op, you know, trainer, the guy that wrote Tom Clancy's books with him, CFR member, Dr. Steve Pachinik, made headlines all over the country. When he first came on my show in 2002 and said Bin Laden died of Marfan's and kidney failure, the American hospital in Dubai, then it came out on CBS later and confirmed it. This broke here. Just like it broke that the underwear bomber was gotten on the plane by the U.S. government. Kurt Haskell, who, by the way, is on tomorrow, the lawyer with his wife, sees all this happen. He gets on with no passport. Turns out the U.S. government demanded they give him a visa, Mutalib. And then a month and a half later on C-SPAN, the Undersecretary of State admits they were ordered by an unnamed agency to get the underwear bomber on the plane, drugged out of his mind. I'm digressing. Pachinik goes, you got a lot of courage. I want to come on your show and tell you something. He comes on. He says he died. He's on ice. Bush is going to roll him out in the 2004 election. This is Pachinik. You can look up Steve Pachinik. They have like Times of London saying, you know, he manipulated the communists into killing the prime minister of Italy and stuff. I mean, this is a guy who assassinated, you know, presidents in foreign countries. You know, real Mission Impossible guy. Okay, the real deal. By the way, I want to get Pachinik on this week. I keep forgetting because it's this whole Bin Laden thing. Then Walter Cronkite comes out and says, yes, Bush is going to use this against Kerry. Don't you dare try it. Then Madeleine Albright, the former Secretary of State under Hillary Clinton, comes out on CNN and NBC. I played the clips here. You can look them up. We've written articles about it. And says, yeah, he's dead. They're going to roll him out. So they backed off and later pulled him out. But the issue here that I'm getting at is that if you go to InfoWars.com, we've republished the articles from last year with the latest info about how ridiculously fake it is. and how Obama at the correspondence banquet in a TV ad they're running. What's the name of that stupid TV ad? We're about to play it again. One Chance. Sounds like prom night or something. One Chance. It's more like spring break. The point is, I'm sorry. It's just, this is such theater. There he is at the correspondence dinner with all these Hollywood people to make it look like government is Hollywood. Edward Bernays, the head of psychological warfare for the Department of War, pre-Department of Defense, came up with all that. He said, we'll put Hollywood people up there with government. We'll blur the lines. We'll make it like they're stars. This will make the public submit to government. Plus, they'll think the president actually runs everything, so we can put a new one in every 4 to 8 years and fool the public. By the way, the author of Tragedy and Hope, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, also wrote that in Tragedy and Hope. Then a Ron Paul comes along, doesn't play ball with that, and it screws up their whole fantasy land, so they've got to cheat him in the first few primaries until it looks like he's not a winner. Sad issue, though. Now it's admitted he won in Maine and Iowa, like I told you he did. He was the leader. He would have been the nominee. That shows the power of the Liberty Movement now. They had to steal it. Oh, yeah, this week it all got confirmed. He really won. What is it, 4 states he really won they stole? And the Republican leadership says, we don't care if it's proof he won. You're not getting it. Anyways, continuing. Article up at Infowars.com. Obama exploits Bin Laden hoax for election propaganda. Let's go over the lies. There was that first Situation Room photo they released that May Day Sunday evening a year ago. And it was clearly a staged photo. Looked like a movie poster. Hillary's covering her mouth. Obama's looking all serious. The general's looking down the computer. Everybody's, you know, it's like football coaches or something. And they said, we were watching him be killed by the SEALs live cams. They all tell the lie on TV. They watched him die. The people say, release the footage. They go, oh, we didn't tape it, actually. Oh, and Bin Laden wasn't in a firefight. He didn't use his wife as a shield. And then there was no dialysis machine, by the way, in the house he'd been in for years. Almost on death's door with the CIA visiting 2001. CBS News report on it, 2002. It's a fact. Al-Qaeda's used to attack Libya now, Syria. I have articles today where we're told Al-Qaeda's not a threat now. They're our friends. It's the American people are the new enemy. So the war on terror is over, but now the war is on you. But side issue. You get this giant theater that no one I know bought. You get the way it's released. You have the fake Situation Room photo. And then we say, well, show us the body. Oh, sorry, it got thrown in the ocean. Then a bunch of people speak out on the ship. They all get disciplined. Record number of people dishonorably discharged off that carrier. You have the stage photo that we've got up at Infowars.com. Then they say, well, it's a Muslim way to be thrown in the sea. No, that's against Islamic law. Doesn't matter. It's meant to be a shoddy story. It's meant to be just absolutely rotten because they don't care. It's all a big joke to them. You know, we have a clip we'll play later of Obama laughing and saying, you know, my dad was born in Kenya, but I was born in Hawaii, and he winks and everybody laughs. He's blocked all his high school college records. It's on record he had two different names. That's now been confirmed. That was called a conspiracy theory, remember? They said 3 years ago they'd released the official form and said there is no other form. Then they released the new fake one that's been proven fake. And nobody's got a more covered up background. And then Breitbart is set to release video of him at meetings with the Weatherman bombers, who we later know paid for his house and tuition and stuff. And he's going to release it and he dies. And we're going to go to break.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. Hadn't done that in a while where we just don't even go to break. Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 29th day of April, 2012, and we've got a whole nother hour after this segment coming up, and I'm going to open the phones at that point. In fact, here is the toll-free number on any of the issues I've raised or any topics you'd like to get into or questions or comments you have. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we're going to take first-time callers on this Sunday show. First-time callers, please, 877-789-ALEX. Please give others a chance to get involved. We have millions of listeners, and I want everybody to be able to chime in who haven't been able to get through. Now, listen, you've got Obama last year saying, let's not spike the football so he could have his cake and eat it, too, but then spiking the football and producing a Hollywood movie with real Navy SEALs about the killing of bin Laden and releasing that. Just unbelievable propaganda. You've got fake Situation Room photos saying they watch live footage, a totally fake story they go back on and later admit isn't true. You've got the Navy SEAL helicopter that witnesses said had somebody piled on board with them. It blows up, killing those. Then the Navy SEALs start speaking out. A large portion of SEAL Team 6 is packed suspiciously on a National Guard helicopter. We're told they're flying out to save Army Rangers. Turned out that wasn't true. It blows up, killing all on board. I've talked to a Navy SEAL who has a friend in SEAL Team 6, and they say, yes, a bomb was on board. And they think it could have been, guess who? Some of them think, oh, it must have been Al-Qaeda, yeah, that got on the base and did it. Or they're smart enough to understand, no, traitors run the government. So dead men tell no tales. But think about it. We have a government caught lying to us over and over again. We have a so-called government caught stealing trillions of dollars. We have a government caught doing thousands of different lethal tests on our own troops. Project Shad, chemical, biological, radiological, atomic soldiers, Tuskegee experiments, all the new experiments coming out. A national security state based on eugenics, where they believe we're dumb animals and openly brag about how they created bisphenol A to sterilize us and how they're putting sterilants in the water. I've got articles on that today. Reuters, scientists call for rethink on consumption, population reduction. This is the religion of the people running things. They think of you as animals. And so we're just supposed to sit there when known liars tell us an official story. We're supposed to just sit there and go, well, you've lied to me hundreds of times that I've caught you before. And you've been caught doing all these terrible things, but I'm just going to believe you now. Because you say so. And then if you question known liars, you're called a supposed conspiracy theorist, which means someone who questions known liars. It'd be like if you went to the carnival and some carnival barker was saying, come on, get over here, you're going to win. And when you don't win, they make fun of you and say, come on, you can do it. You can get something for the little lady. If you say, well, you're being a carnival barker manipulating me, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, you're making a judgment about known liars. But they're saying, don't have judgment. Don't have discernment. You're walking down a dark alley at night to get to your car. You see somebody creep into the shadows. Looks like they've got a club in their hand or a wrench. Maybe you go back the other direction. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist for making a judgment on known liars. Now, again, they won't show us the body. They say they threw him in the ocean. They discipline a bunch of people on the ship at record numbers who are starting to say it was a bunch of baloney. A bunch of the Navy SEALs involved die in two separate incidents. It's all scripted. They change the story over and over again. And I've got high-level government sources, including, this was bizarre when I got contacted by a currently serving super high-level CIA person to just say, we want to tell you, you're absolutely right about bin Laden and everything else. That was the message. And that was relayed to me. That person was relayed through to me by a national talk show host. National talk show host. This person would like to talk to you. They are who they say they are. They would like to and then I get on the telephone and I'm told this message. But I've already had Pachinik on. He's the guy that co-wrote. He's got all these big Hollywood movies he wrote. He's the guy that wrote, was the expert on a bunch of Clancy's books. A famous black op assassination commander. A psychiatrist. He tells it's all fake. Then Walter Cronkite comes up and backs it up. And then Madeleine Albright does. And that doesn't even get news coverage. But what about Fast and Furious? This is a criminal White House. So criminal. They're caught shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back into the U.S., and now we learn hand grenades. Yeah, it wasn't just some gun shops they told sell guns. That was the cover once it started to come out in federal cases where one arm didn't know what the other arm was doing. And they were bringing people into court who were declaring national security and had all these documents, and the feds were coming in and saying, yeah, drop this. They're a national security asset. Las Zetas, Sinaloa cartel, Mexican mafia, and then it turned out, this has all come out in the court cases. It's been in the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times. It's never on the nightly news. It's always ATF let guns be sold from gun shops to track them. No, it was rocket launchers. It was RPGs. It was grenades from military bases. It was Navy SEALs and Army troops now been busted doing it. They're now burning their own minions. It's in the news, back of the paper. Shipping weapons into Mexico to try to knock out drug cartels that weren't laundering their money through the big six Federal Reserve banks who've been caught laundering the money and don't get in trouble, i.e. Wells Fargo. You know who that is. Warren Buffett. They're part of it in a two-year span that came out 2 years ago. This is 4 years ago it started. $376 billion, Bloomberg AP, narcotics trafficked. They even leased and ran the aircraft through Wachovia and Wells Fargo. Oh, yeah, the aircraft, everything. Everything. Oh, he's a nice old man with an ice cream cone, though. Every time you see Warren Buffett, he's like, I got a vanilla ice cream. I'm non-threatening. Ha-ha, gimmick. I'm a nice old man. Raise my taxes because I get it in bailout money. Ha-ha-ha. You idiots, there's nothing you won't buy. Oh, but the chickens are coming home to roost. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. Yeah. Hand grenades, rocket launchers, all of it. Hand grenades, rocket launchers, drugs. It came out in the federal courts. You can look it up. The FBI, eight federal agencies were involved, not just ATF, were shipping guns to Mexican mafia and others in Chicago, in Indianapolis, in Dallas, just all up the middle of the country, bringing the goods in to you and your family. Just like the troops openly grow the opium. And when the troops started speaking out, they go, what do? We hide it in plain view. Just put it on the news. And suddenly, all over the news 3 years ago, yes, the troops grow the opium, load it on aircraft, but you're going to jail when you run it up your veins. And they keep it illegal to keep the price up so they rob your house or your jewelry, maybe kill your wife while they're at it, to get the smack. Which would be a couple dollars and they'd be seen as social outcasts and not cool, but instead it's a lot more because your banks have got to get the little higher price. Got to keep it illegal. Got to give the cops a reason to kick down your door. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. House Republicans investigating the Fast and Furious scandal plan to pursue a contempt citation. As Attorney General Eric Holder, senior congressional aides told CBS News. And then, again, if you go to Infowars.com, we have the 10 facts from almost a year ago. Even more has come out now, proving it's a hoax, but we've reposted that. Number one, before last Sunday's raid, this is a year ago, intelligence analyst, every intelligence analyst, geopolitical commentator, and head of state worth their salt was on record saying he was dead. And it goes through all those heads of state saying he was dead. Number two, the official narrative of how the raid unfolded completely collapsed within days of the announcement. It goes through how they changed the 40-minute shootout, the fake photo, they weren't watching live video feeds. Number three, the alleged body of bin Laden was hastily dumped in the sea. Number four, it goes through all the evidence. We're going to stop right there. You know what? It's all at Infowars.com. And later, I'm going to air the ad that Obama is running, the heroic killer of Osama is running, where Bill Clinton goes, he's a hero. You know, that's who Obama is. Your phone calls, it's all coming up. Second hour, only a few minutes away. The news is coming up, and we'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Up at Infowars.com was Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death. The video where I break it down, WorldNet Daily, has got the headline, Breitbart's coroner poisoned to death? Question mark. That's what the police are saying. They're saying he was poisoned. Man, I tell you, people are like, Alex, why are you still alive? Because of your prayers? Also, I'm a talk show host. It's not like I'm a coroner who could say, hey, they're covering this up. They really killed him. But, I mean, I saw him kill Gary Webb. Pulitzer Prize winner had his new book coming out, totally going to prove that government was shipping in even more drugs. It had already been admitted. And I talked to him a couple months before they killed him, and I was like, can I get you on? And he goes, hey, are you good at websites? I'd like to send you a disc of all my material and post it on a website. And I never got around to it, but he ended up having somebody else do it before he got killed. And it was just a bunch of news articles and research and things. And then hours after he's killed, the media's like, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. And it was a suicide note. Meanwhile, I talked to his neighbors. People have been breaking in his house. He said he'd been threatened. He told me that. He told friends that I've had on the show. So if anybody shoots me twice in the head, I was killed. Let's go to a phone call or two, and we'll come back and go to more calls. And then I'm going to get into the latest on CISPA, a bunch of economic news, and some eugenics news. There's a lot of news here. But right now, let's go to Richard in Texas. You're on the air. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man? I'm glad I caught you on this Sunday. I just got a question I want you to answer for me. Have you noticed all these so-called security guards on these college campuses pulling cars over? Do they got the right to do that? They're security guards. They're not PDs.
I don't believe they should be doing that, but if they have signs posted, see, they have a citizen's arrest power just like police do. And so technically, I think they can pull you over and then hold you. And, of course, a lot of them are now packing heat and tasers and things. And it's just the new economy is police and security guards and TSA type stuff. What have you been witnessing?
I've been witnessing pulling people over on the side road they're not even on, and not even on a campus. You know, pulling over and going through the cars, searching and everything, stuff like
Sir,
that.
Sir, I mean, I was out in Montana, and they had foreigners in fake police cars pulling people over, and everybody just bowed down to them. It was on national news. So, yeah, it's called just lawlessness. I mean, look, when the feds come to your town with the TSA out of their jurisdiction, it's just as illegal as some security guard. Police all over the place now are forcing their way in houses without warrants. I mean, the government is engaging in premeditated, precedent-setting events to basically, for lack of a better term, defecate all over the Bill of Rights and Constitution to set a precedent. They're like beetles or something, just digging into everything.
Well, let me ask you this now. To get 100% real, so what would you recommend somebody do? Go to the local PD station and ask them, do these security guards got the right to pull you
over? Well, number one, you'd have to look. Is it the University of Texas, or where are you?
This is a local university down here in Skeen, TLU, Texas Lutheran.
I don't believe they do, but don't go off my advice. You have to look up the specific area. But I would just go in and file a complaint. And I would go into the dean's office, and I would look at the law, and I would do your own research. And
same too, they've been doing. I noticed too.
You should shoot video of this and put it on YouTube. Make a big issue out of it.
You know, I'm like you, but I'm a little bit more extreme than you are. I don't believe in computers, man, because I don't want them some bitch coming language and people tracking me any way they can. So I don't.
Well, no, it is all designed to track us, but it, we're already in such desperate straits. We've got to use it against them inside the matrix like grid. But listen, I appreciate your call. I'll have to look into that. But when a security guard stops you at a store, it's a citizen's arrest. I mean, if I catch somebody walking out of my neighbor's house with a safe in their arms, I've got a right to stop them. The police only arrest under citizens' arrest power. They're just specially trained and then delegated by the city under the state charter. They're just trying to train you. You don't have a right to defend yourself, so they have a monopoly of force.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, it is hour number two. Todd, Bob, Richard, Gene, Will, Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry, JT. You can pretty much guarantee, unless I have a heart attack and fall down dead like Breitbart, and then my coroner falls down and dies of being poisoned, as the LA Times and WorldNet Daily are reporting, that I will get to your phone call. So barring that I'm Breitbarted or Arkansided, you know, Bill Clinton, I didn't have sex with that woman. You know, he had a medical examiner that you could be shot 26 times and have your arms and legs cut off and be found in a trash dump with your burning car in Fami Malek in Arkansas. He'd say it was suicide. And yes, if you just joined us, Breitbart, they are reporting. The police are saying he was poisoned to death, and they're investigating who killed him or if it was accidental poisoning to death. So, boy, we won't get that final report now. Breitbart says, I got something that'll destroy the president. Drops dead hours before. 3 weeks later, they put out some milquetoast video that wasn't what he said he would do. And we're not supposed to question that, though. Oh, well, government's involved. There's no way anything's happening. Anybody knows governments never do anything wrong. I mean, our founding fathers said they're deadly dangerous and don't trust them. And history shows government's the biggest unnatural killer. 222 million people government killed in the 20th century, non-military related. That's lining up men, women, and children and shooting them and stuff. 262 million. But don't you question them. Don't you be a conspiracy theorist, because government loves you. So your phone calls are coming up. We're supposed to just believe that on the one-year anniversary, a known liar, Obama, who said he wouldn't sign the NDAA to secretly arrest Americans and then did sign it, and then it turned out lobbied for it and demanded the secret arrest provisions be in there. He says he won't sign CISPA. That's to kill opposition, so people let it pass the Senate. It's passed the House. I mean, all the top lawyers, internet experts say, oh, it ends the Fourth Amendment and ends freedom on the web and internet IDs, total control, everything else. But you know what? Obama says he'll veto it. That means he'll sign it. All he does is lie. I've never seen, he makes Bill Clinton look truthful, literally. And as bad as Bush was, I mean, I thought nothing could be that bad. Oh, it's far worse. And he's just a puppet. It means the elite have nothing but disdain for you. Again, the attorney general is on the verge of contempt charges by Congress on Fast and Furious for lying. Yeah, it's drugs and hand grenades, not just guns. And that's in real papers. It's in Chicago Tribune. It's in El Paso Times. It was broken in Infowars.com in February of 2011. One of our listeners said, have you noticed this in the Chicago federal court filings and in the Texas court filings that the federal government is admitting? Because we had listeners searching around in the Chicago filings on the white supremacist leader, Hal Turner, who was always attacking me. It turned out he was a Fed. It had come out in federal court that he was a high-level national security asset of the FBI trying to cause a race war. You know, they got that on the white side, too, not just the new Black Panther Party. It came out being run by the Justice Department. That came out 2 weeks ago. They had them out saying kill Whitey and all that. They want to get a race war going. They want to create a crisis. Like shipping, now we learned 20-plus thousand guns into Mexico and hand grenades, trying to get a total war down there to then blame the Second Amendment. And they don't care that they got caught. They went ahead and just blamed it anyways. But I do get a little ray of sunshine, a little ray of hope when they are talking about contempt citation against Eric Holder, who, by the way, is a very dangerous person. I mean, I don't enjoy getting up here and having to confront this guy. He was the deputy attorney general, and the federal lawsuits have brought out documents where he was, quote, running the cover-up of Oklahoma City. You know, it's his emails going, this is a D-Day situation. Get down there and cover this up. Cover what up, bud? Cover what up? I mean, I know who you are. Believe me, I don't think, sometimes, you know, the feds will threaten us or, and they'll say, you know, we do this and that, or we, and I'm like, what, you don't think I don't know? They're like, yeah, but we're killers. Aren't you scared? I mean, somebody's got to stand up to you. Okay, so there is that piece of news. So I thought I'd get to this because these known liars are now coming out and telling us that they killed bin Laden, and they've changed the whole story over and over again. I've already gone over that. And their whole new election campaign, and I'm not even saying I like Mitt Romney. The point is, this is ridiculous. Now, remember back in 2008, ABC News was reporting on this. Flashback, Obama campaign accused Clinton of using bin Laden to score political points in 08, saying he was dead and they killed him in a drone attack. All the experts said he was dead. Oh, but no, they got his body, but you can't see it. And the Navy SEALs that went and got him, they're dead. Their helicopter blew up. But again, don't question that. Or Breitbart's coroner dropping dead of poisoning. It's no big deal. Everything's fine. DC Madam's on my show. She goes, I've got names of all these top officials. I'm not going to prison. And I said, you better release them right now. You're dead. Then I talked to her apartment manager she'd known for years. He said, yeah, no, they were following her. They were threatening to kill her. She's trying to get the documents to her mom. They killed her. You know, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a game. Let me play this disgusting clip, and then we'll go to your phone calls. This is the new ad called One Chance that they're running with all the big Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan banker bailout money they took from your taxes. Yeah, that's where your tax money goes. That's why they're all lobbying to raise your taxes. And they're telling you the war on terror is over. I've got that in the New York Times today. But it's expanding. TSA's on the street now, and you don't have any rights, but Al-Qaeda's not a threat. Because Al-Qaeda works for the bankers that took the country over. No, now the whole Homeland Security apparatus is for you. Remember all the TV ads where they show nothing but white terrorists now and minorities reporting them? They're now rebranding it to the guy in the John Deere hat. Literally. Most of these videos Homeland Security puts out, it's a guy in a John Deere hat. Oh, my gosh, don't trust him. They're everywhere. I mean, it's how obvious does it have to get? They staged Gulf of Tonkin. They had Operation Northwoods. They've done all these fake terror attacks, and you're going to just roll over and believe it. No, you aren't. But who do they dredge up to do a national TV ad running everywhere but Bill Clinton?
I got to tell you, he is a real hero. Obama is that. Oh, yeah. But
Mitt Romney was scared to get bin Laden. Only that tough guy, the guy that makes the tough decisions. A teleprompter reading globalist. I mean, Obama is nobody. So is Bill Clinton. And they dredge up this known,
I did not have sex with that woman. How dare you? How dare you? Yeah, a lot of people died in Arkansas. Hundreds. My brother could snort cocaine like a vacuum cleaner, Roger said. All the drugs getting flown into MENA. These are good people. They wouldn't lie. They wouldn't stage the death of bin Laden. They wouldn't ship guns into Mexico. They wouldn't bomb Oklahoma City.
Let's go to this new national TV ad. Here it is. Oh, the commander-in-chief, it reads, gets one chance to make the right decision.
That's right. The president is the decider-in-chief.
Oh.
Nobody can make that decision for you.
He did it.
Look, he knew what would happen. Suppose the Navy SEALs had gone in there and it hadn't been bin Laden. Suppose they'd been captured or killed.
Really, all we had to do was blow the helicopter up.
Would have been horrible for him.
Oh, but we just blew up their helicopter.
He reasoned, I cannot in good conscience do nothing. He
dead pause.
Harder.
It's real simple. They go in. They think they grab bin Laden. They bring him out. You blow the helicopter up when they get on board. You can't fail on this mission. We'll just say it's a drone. There's nothing these idiots won't buy. Bill Clinton never lies. Obama,
my mama, give me free health care.
And the government's like, oh, we got shots for you. We got some fluoride water for you, too. The government loves you so much. All right, I promise we're going to come back and finish Bill Clinton lying to you.
He's an incredible president. The daring of this man, how he went in against Al-Qaeda, it's just so beautiful. And it is true. The buck really does stop with the president.
That's another lie. Total puppets of the New World Order. Total puppets of the National Security Council on record.
But it doesn't matter. I'm Bill Clinton. And you know, suckers, to listen to me. You know, suckers, you're going to buy whatever I tell you, schmucks. My name's Bill Clinton. The Easter Bunny's real. Santa Claus is real. And the president daringly had the Easter Bunny who attacked us on 9/11. He took him out with the Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs helicopter blew up, and then the others that survived, they blew up too, but never mind that. And never mind Breitbart. Never mind his coroner dying, being poisoned. The police say he was killed with poison. That's no big deal either. After all, I'm your president, Bill Clinton.
All right, I got to go to your calls, but let me finish up with a ridiculous... I thought I was going to get a free house and free car and free health care. Remember his idiot followers in the election? Not that McCain was any better. It's all like a Don King fight. They own both of them. You can't lose when you're Don King or the mafia. And they're going, thank you, president, when he was president-elect. I can't wait to get my free car and house. And Obama's going, you're going to get it. And now they're back saying they're going to get free goodies. And he killed Bin Laden. Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger and Conan the Destroyer, was it Conan the Barbarian? He fights that big one-horned monster and rips it off. It's real. Arnold Schwarzenegger really lived 6,000 years ago in the Iborian Age and really killed a 70-foot goblin sloth. And I saw it on television. I mean, it's all real. I mean, I believe all of it. Let's finish up with Bill Clinton, who in the dictionary next to the word liar, they have his picture. I mean, telling us what a hero Obama is. The guy that makes jokes about nobody can find his real birth certificate and he hides all his college records and high school records and admittedly had all these other fake names, but it's supposed to be cutesy and funny. Let's go ahead and go back to Bill Clinton, the fountain of truth. Here it is.
He took the harder and the more honorable path.
To find the Easter Bunny.
And the one that produced, in my opinion, the best result.
He killed Santa Claus.
Which path would Mitt Romney have taken? Mitt Romney criticized Barack Obama for vowing to strike Al-Qaeda targets inside Pakistan if necessary. Reuters.
It's not worth moving heaven and earth, spending billions of dollars just trying to catch one person. He was referring to the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. What did he mean by that?
Hit pause right there. That was the old talking point, back when Bush would say dead or alive, and if 5 years later they're like, where is bin Laden? He goes, I don't care, I'm not really worried about it. Remember that quote? Because back then, the Democrats were threatening to release the info. Madeleine Albright, look it up if you're a journalist out there. I've got articles up at Infowars.com that have links to it. There's one called The 10 Facts That Prove Bin Laden Fable is a Contrived Hoax at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, front page with video analysis that I added today, with the links to Walter Cronkite and Madeleine Albright, saying, don't roll him out, we know you've got him, or we'll expose it. So they waited until they had it and rolled out the lie. All right, I'm digressing. Just finish up with it. It's so ridiculous.
He was referring to the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Mm-hmm. What did he mean by that? Because it's generated a little controversy, given Osama bin Laden's role in killing, 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
And coming down the chimney? Oh, look at him looking out the window.
Decide. And that's what you hire a president to do. You hire the president to make the calls when no one else can do it.
Like Ron Baum, the Treasury Secretary who got shot in the head? Well, you mean like him? Oh, and it's the truth team. Wait, now he's not changed. He's the truther. He'll give you the truth. I mean, Obama never lies. Man, wouldn't hire any lobbyists. Hired nothing but lobbyists. Would have the most open administration ever. The most closed. Wouldn't have signing statements. The most signing statements. Wouldn't use executive power. He now said last week, I can't wait to get reelected. I'll do whatever I want with executive order. Ignore Congress. Let me keep going with some lies here. Go to your calls. I mean, I don't want that NDAA. Turns out he demanded the bad parts and then said he wouldn't sign it. And I said he would sign it. I mean, Beelzebub lies like this. I mean, only liar better would be the devil in hell. And maybe that's what the Obama administration is. Maybe all these preachers freaking out are right. Maybe he is like, his whole administration is like some pus-filled boil on Satan's rump or something. You know what? It's just got to end sometime. Okay, let's start going. Todd, Bob, Gene, Will, Jamie, Shal, Henry, Barry. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. Now we'll take your calls. Todd in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hey, my man. Good to talk to you. As I'm listening to you, I just had an idea, and it's this. It's an illustration looking over Obama's shoulder as he's writing a list, and it has Obama, I did the same thing you did. It has Osama X'd out, and underneath it, it says, the list goes on to Darth Vader, Voldemort, Emperor Palpatine, as these mythical bad men are X'd out.
His family got over $5 billion in the 2 years after to build U.S. military bases. They own the biggest construction company in the Middle East. His family's best friends with the Bushes, when air traffic was grounded for 3 days after 9/11, only bin Ladens were allowed to fly in and out of the country. That's on record. It's all staged. Guess where George Herbert Walker Bush was on the morning of 9/11 in D.C.? Yes. You want to hear? London Guardian Associated Press having breakfast with the head of the bin Laden family. I'm sorry, it's just too rich. Guess who ran security in the World Trade Centers and whose contract was up September 10th, so he had no liability? Guess.
That's right. Anyway, so
No. I mean, guess. Marvin Bush. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, what brings you to the next point is an idea for a T-shirt. I mean, this would be great because I don't see a whole lot of paradigm shifting T-shirts which addresses both sides of the paradigm.
What, something like Obama killed the Keebler elves or something? I mean, that's as real as
check
this.
Check this out. It would be Obama Bush 2013. But as you get closer, underneath the Obama Bush, it would say cellmates.
Oh my gosh, that's pure genius! I want to give that to the. Can I have that idea?
Hey, man, that's yours. Merry Christmas.
That is pure genius. Because I've been thinking about a new shirt with Romney and Obama. People don't get that with both their heads together. So, right. Yeah, something like Obama Bush 2013 and under it, cellmates. Pure genius. Pure genius. Yeah, man. Pure genius. Oh,
you
my
make
gosh.
It, I'll buy it. You make it, I'll buy it, man. So, anyway, that's my gift to you, late birthday present. Anyway, man, I'm going to go. I love you. God bless you and your whole family.
God bless you, my friend. Great points, Todd. Bob in Michigan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Listen, I'm a grandfather, father of a grandson who you saved his life. You took him out of autistic hell. And I would like to thank you personally, and I'm going to try to do this.
What'd you do? Hear the medical doctors that know how to detox people?
2.5 years ago, I stumbled onto you because of a young man had the courage enough to talk to me and tell me that about someone named Alex Jones. That young man, Tate Dobbs out there, changed my life, saved my grandson's life. I'm saying this because I'm trying to impress upon people, get off your big butts.
Well, that's the thing. You know, stay there. I'm going to come back to you because we got to go to break. And I'm going to get to everybody. We got two big segments left, and I'll take nothing but calls. That's the thing. InfoWars saves lives. I've been seeing that now, literally spray painted on highway overpasses. And I didn't develop that term myself. I'm risking my life. Understand that. I get death threats, you name it. But I'm not doing that because I'm a hero. We've got to defeat this tyranny to have a future. And there's people's lives we can save. They know how to reverse most autism. They won't tell you. We'll come right back. Sometimes I wake up late at night, 3-4 in the morning, and I ask myself, why are you doing this? You know the world's always been corrupt. You know it's getting more corrupt. Why are you sticking your neck out? A little voice in my head says, back off a little. Don't be so hardcore. Don't go on the air and call the attorney general a murderer and then go over the evidence. Don't have cops on saying the FBI threatened to kill them in Oklahoma City if they talked about the bombs. You know they killed cops and people. You need to, you know you've been threatened. They've threatened to kill you and your family. You need to back off. And then my overall spirit says, no, because we've got to stand against these people. They're going to wreck all of society. My children have no future, and no one's children have a future unless I get all in against this enemy. Because once you give in to fear of what your neighbors think, I mean, imagine the general public, how cowardly they are. They won't even talk about politics or issues because they just want to seem, hey, sports, yeah, how about the weather? Oh, saw you mowed your lawn, Bob. And that's why our society's falling apart. And so I know how real the New World Order is. You know, I've been offered the jobs. I was offered Glenn Beck's job before Glenn Beck existed in media, in his current incarnation. I was told, you'll be the big TV guy with the books. You'll be the new Rush Limbaugh. And I said, oh, you tell that to all the girls. They're like, no. And this was in three different groups over the years. Well, it was four total. But the point is, it's always the same. You're going nowhere on this crusade, or you can be a star. Well, let me tell you something. I am now known worldwide. I can go to any country and people, hey, Alex Jones, all over the place. I can hardly buy myself dinner in Austin, Texas. I can't walk my dog down the street without cars stopping. And that is not, ooh, I'm a celebrity. It's, wow, we really have reached a lot of people. And then it's like, wow, I've got a big responsibility to do a good job. But when I think about the fact that they know the vaccines are causing an autoimmune response and causing gut fauna problems, I've had all these top scientists on, that they know it's causing chronic brain damage. When I know that they know full well the sodium fluoride is causing massive brain damage and bone cancer and IQ reduction in all their own government documents, and then I find out it's a plan and the White House science czar brags about it and wrote books on it in the 70s, and I've got Scientific American basically calling for it right here. Royal Society calls for redistribution of wealth and more birth control to save planet. Just an excuse to grab power. They don't care about the planet. Then I just think, you know what? It's that old human instinct for the men to defend against evil. And so I'm doing what you're supposed to do. That's why I'm fulfilled. And I'm not worried. I'm not really looking forward if they kill me or set me up or put me in a dungeon. But somebody's got to fight these people. When you get a nation of cowards, a nation of sheep, they'll be ruled by a nation of wolves. Now, I got to get to the calls to Bob in Michigan, Gene, Will, Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry, Michigan Truth. That'll be it for calls, but let's start going now. Bob, briefly in a minute or two, tell folks what happened with your grandson, what you heard, what you discovered, what you were able to do. Go ahead.
Let me impress upon you folks out there the timetable. 2.5 years ago, I stumbled upon your radio program. 2.5 years ago, my daughter was having a baby. I ran to her and I said, I just heard something. Let's be careful. She managed to say no to the Hep virus. But when he was 1 day old, she managed to say no to the 3 months of wellness visit. What a joke. At the 7 months, my son-in-law, bless his heart, took him. Because he didn't know.
It's time to get your IQ reduction. Most children just get an IQ reduction. Some will be, they're now saying, a lot of you are going to have seizures now. This is part of the new freedom. Billy may not talk again, but it's healthy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She came home. The baby at 7 months was crying because of the inflammation in his gut and brain. The next morning, he woke up in convulsions. And from that moment on, we lost him. We lost the soul in his eyes. And this is happening one out of every 58 children? If this rate continues in 4 years, it'll be one out of 10.
But that's the blessing, though. No. It was in the Associated Press 2 weeks ago. They said, you're supposed to have a convulsion now. Go get the shot. They're going to have little convulsion centers at the schools, and we'll all have convulsions together. And the diabetes, the neurological disorders, 10,000+% increase in pediatric cancer. It's the blessing of the love of the eugenics. And we have all the documents they're doing on purpose, the cancer viruses they add. But instead of me, you know, getting off into a rant about that, from 1 in 25,300 to 1 in 58 now. And as you said, in 4 to 5 years, it'll be 1 out of 10. And then a few years later, 1 out of 2. And then, I mean, this is a gift you're being given, though, by the loving government that openly says they want to kill you. But you're saying you were able to reverse some of this, or did I misunderstand you?
I'm sorry. Thanks to you, I went to Tenpenny's website. From Tenpenny, I went to
medical doctor, Sherry Tenpenny. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, and then it took me to Operation and Rescue to Jenny McCarthy's thing, and I found out that this could be taken care of.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they've had the gut inflammation because of the viruses and stuff growing in there, you know, for 5-6 years, they're going to be way behind. But yeah, there are a lot of things they can detox them, exercising them. I'm not going to give the stuff that doctors have said this to me. The infrared treatments, the sweating, the getting it out, the probiotics, no television, all of that, you can get them back. And it's really freaking the system out that the body's so resilient that we're able to stop this. Of course, you know the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who are open to eugenicists, you know they're the heaviest investors now in gut flora infection studies. They're going to give you the cure, though. Give you the disease. Did you hear in India alone, this is mainstream news, Guys, pull it up. 46,000 plus children last year alone were given paralysis, polio, by the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine. How's that sound for you in India? Polio is already gone. Sir, they line them up. You might as well line them up and machine gun them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Drop your football, drop your baseball, drop your Stanley Cup, drop your World Series, drop all that nonsense.
They're not going to do it. Most of them out there, their new listeners, their kids' brain damage, they'll thank the government and go watch TV.
Well, thank you for recovering my grandson. I appreciate it. He's alive, but he still can't speak. He lost his speaking ability at 7 months.
But you were able to reverse a lot of that? I mean, how much was reversed? How much was reversed?
Can't get a syllable out of his voice.
How much was reversed, though?
We have him all the way, his speech. He can't speak yet. It shut him down. And he has a 50% chance of never speaking again.
But see, here's the plan, and God bless you. You notice now all the news has said it's very reasonable to kill babies up to three. They plan to brain damage your kid and then say euthanize them. And that's the eugenics plan. Look it up. People are like, you got to be kidding. Folks, it's real, okay? Government killed 262 mil last century. That was just a warm-up. Let's go to Gene in Texas. Gene, what'd you think of that call?
Well, that was pretty awesome that guy had a remedy for that. But, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord's going to lift up a standard against him. And that's what this is all about, getting this information out. And also, the heathen, they imagine a vain thing. You know, I mean, why do the heathen rage and the kings of the earth, they imagine a vain thing? Read that Psalms chapter 2. That speaks to our day.
No, I was just reading that yesterday. Somebody posted it in the message forum.
Yeah, that's an awesome prophecy. Psalms is very prophetic.
Anyway, no, I mean, elites throughout history are totally insane and on power trips. Yeah. I mean, every ancient society would demand firstborn sons to be sacrificed. Every culture. Well, now they just sacrifice our sons with a chemical weapon. They sacrifice their brains.
That's right. I was listening to a fellow who was on your show a while back, a guy named Mark Kornacki, and he was talking about internal exile, you know, in the Soviet Union, you know, in the 30s, I think it was.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you travel basically outside of your house or your neighborhood, and that's the new IRS passport law. The TSA says you're not going to be able to have a job, drive your car, unless the potbellies at the TSA say you can.
Yeah, and he also mentioned about Molotov, how that guy lived all throughout the whole thing. I think he died.
Everything we saw in the Soviet Union. Listen, the federal government 9 years ago hired former Soviet KGB and Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, on record. I heard this and didn't believe it. And I went and looked it up in the federal purchase orders. They hired him to come set this up. I mean, that's why it looks just like that, because they hired him to set it up. If you're a new listener, you think this stuff's crazy? It is. If you just tuned in for the first time, you're like, man, this guy's crazy. You're right. I've been driven crazy by reality. I found the rabbit hole, and it just gets deeper and deeper. And I found out the people running things are the ones that are crazy. Hey, you ever read a history book? You ever seen what elites do everywhere else? Psychos get in control. Scum rises at the top of government. And of elites, and good people seldom get together and defeat it. When they do, we get milk and honey like America. Not that the U.S. is perfect, but our media spends all day telling you how bad the U.S. is because it is the holy water compared to the New World Order. It's the answer to the tyranny. It was going in the right direction, so that's why they tear down the Founding Fathers, tear it down all day, and then wrap their tyranny in American flags simultaneously. Will in Oklahoma, we got to move quick, and we'll go to Jamie, Sal, Henry, Barry, and Michigan Truther. Will, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Alex, just real quick to touch on what the caller two calls ago was talking about with the vaccinations. I just had a daughter born about 3 weeks ago, and we're going through all that right now, and I originally went to a establishment-type doctor, which basically shot down all the research that I brought to him and spoke with him about my concerns with
that. They'll lie and tell you there's not mercury in it when it's on the insert. You got to search vaccine-free doctors in the name of your area. You'll find them. Go ahead.
I found a doctor on that website. There's only two in the state of Oklahoma. One of them's in Jinx, and I just went and saw him this last week, and basically said everything that I had studied and found through my own research and through listening to the show, and it basically validated.
Sir,
what I had
the government admits that over 200 million Americans contracted cancer from the polio vaccine alone. That's CDC. This is not debatable. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not, and you're exactly right. And the crazy thing was, is when we went to the establishment doctor, I spoke about thimerosal and some of the concerns that I had with that, and he basically said that it was just mercury based and that it was actually basically kind of good for you. And I mean, it blew me away, which is what led me.
No, that's a talking point. Have you heard me play the clip where CBS News says mercury's good for children's brains?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was like a flashback when he told me that, because I was like, wow, I just heard about this like a week ago on the show.
Sir, all we do is repeat what these psychopaths say.
And the only reason we were doing this is I'm trying to get my girlfriend, who's really not awake yet, to come at least to, you know, see, you know, what we're up against. And when going,
well, yeah,
to,
well, here's an
doctor.
Example. California, quote, has an epidemic of whooping cough. That's there were a couple hundred cases. And then it came out in the news, but back of the paper, it was the kids that had the shot. The shot was giving it to them. My mother, triathlete, never gets sick. She took a flu shot because the triathlon folks like a decade ago said, do it. You want to stay, you know, really good for this coming up in a month. She was sick for a month from it. Okay, everybody you know. But then the studies show if you take the vaccine, an average flu shot, it doubles your chances of getting the flu next. Three shots and you double your chances of getting Alzheimer's. Look it up. I appreciate your call. You folks, you cannot make up the magnitude of this. Okay? Look, I just read to you, top scientist, you know, Reuters says reduce population. They're already doing it. It's funny to them. You know about all the medical experiments on the trips? They're doing it to us, okay? It's a death sentence, the entire U.S. military. It takes decades off their life, the DU. Be better to smoke 10 packs of Camels every day and drink Jack Daniels, statistically. I've had top scientists on. The DU is a death sentence, and they have them use it. They didn't until 1990, because they don't care anymore. Psychos are in control. You can say what you wanted about our government pre-1990, but they really got evil after that. Let's go ahead and talk to Jamie in Canada. Let's move quick. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're a bulldog, man. I love you.
Love you.
I wanted to bring something to your attention. There was a film I watched. It was called House of Numbers. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I haven't.
Haven't? Definitely watch it. I call it the loose change of the AIDS virus or the AIDS epidemic. If you watch this thing, I was really blown away by it because it basically shows that HIV has been kind of marketed from both the 1980 on as, you know, it's
A cover for a wide spectrum bio attacks. In fact, I just clicked on it and actually found it and was playing it. Yeah, houseofnumbers.com. My dad in the late 80s was like showing me medical documents and stuff. Yeah, he's a physician, about how it was all made up. And I knew that then. It's a totally made up. Go ahead.
These people, they're diagnosed with HIV. They get the scare of their life that stresses them out.
And they kill you with chemotherapy drugs.
Yeah, they shoot them up. Basically, it's the same as cancer. If you,
exactly. But you notice I never seen the film, but I already know what's in it because it's totally true. It's a race. There are some race specific viruses separate from HIV that are designed for Africans, and we have the government documents. That's why you've got African countries with half the population. They've done medical studies where the girls have never had sex, but they've had a vaccine. They give them a bioweapon, kill them, but also have HIV in it to say that's what's killing them. See, it's a cover. And some argue it's a binary weapon as well. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go to Sal in Oklahoma. Sal, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Pleasure to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to really make this point and hope that you can emphasize on this. There's going to be a false flag attack in Chicago this month. You really need to do the research because all the information is there. And it's, I mean, I'm sure on it.
Well, sir, we may stop them from the false flag. Yes, it leaked from the Red Cross. They're preparing for the evacuation of Chicago. That's CBS News. We covered it all last week. You must have missed it. And yes, they've got martial law prepared, but that doesn't mean they're going to pull the trigger. You understand?
Yeah, well, not just that. I mean, if you look at all the propaganda and movies and stuff, it's all Chicago. Plus,
well, I know that Larry Silverstein, who owned the World Trade Center, did buy the Sears Tower. So
they suddenly moved the G8, which was supposed to be there. That's going to have
David.
All, Yeah, they moved it there, but they're still going to go through with the G20 there, and that's where the attack's going to be. I'm sure of it. The it's all there, and that's why they're moving CISPA fast, so they can censor the web after the false flag.
No, I hear you, Sal. That's what they're getting, the cybersecurity in place. They admit to shut down the web or redirect it. That's all happening. I said they were going to blow up. I appreciate your call. I said they were going to blow up the World Trade Center before 9/11. I said they do it in the next 2 months. They blame it on Bin Laden. So I understand, you know, when you can see the pieces going together. And I think Chicago is Ron Paul. We talked to Ron Paul last week. He said he's worried about false flag in Chicago. But because we're talking about it, they may back off. Okay? That's all I'm saying. So get the word out. Good job. Henry in Canada, go.
Hola, Senor Jones. Que paso?
Que paso to you. What's on your mind?
I'm just sitting in the kitchen here chopping up some dandelion root from the garden. Good for what ails you?
That sounds Al-Qaeda-ish.
Yep.
That's good for digestion, isn't it?
Stuff's getting pretty real here. It's also getting kind of twilight zone. I just posted the coroner story on my Facebook, so who knows, I might be next because...
I think they'll get me and Ron Paul long before you, but we're so visible, maybe not. That's what Jim Garrison taught us. What's on your mind?
They got some dirt on me. I'm a bad man. I gave food to a homeless guy the other day.
Oh, they're banning that everywhere. You don't do that.
Yeah, they might take me up in one of those crappy Sea King helicopters owned by Larry Silverstein.
I appreciate your call. We're going to jump now. Who's up next here? I want to get to everybody before we end, like I said I would. Barry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How's it going? Just real quick, I'll be lighting fast here. I can speak real quickly to the call about the police pulling people over in the university.
Yes.
I used to do that job. Basically, security officers on campuses are acting as agents of the property owner.
So it's a private property issue, but if it's a state college, I know that's been thrown out in court.
Correct, right. Yes, exactly. There's no Fourth Amendment when it's private security because they're not agents of the government. They're private citizens.
And they're using a citizen's arrest power, correct?
Correct, exactly. But basically, the question shouldn't be, can they pull you over? The question should be, do you have to pull over? Because what are the consequences of not pulling over? Basically, you can just leave their property, and they no longer have authority over you at that point. But don't be surprised if they give you a trespass warning, you're not allowed back on the property. The reason I was calling real quickly is I'm a government employee now, and I received an email from the AFGE, American Federation of Government Employees.
Yes, sir.
And they're basically asking us to fill out a survey to tell them who we think they should support. They're going to support one of the two candidates. They said Romney or Obama. I basically responded with essentially like a manifesto telling them, you know, all the different reasons, basically like a text version of the Obama deception, your movie, how Obama has committed treason, how Romney is so much like him, it's almost like the same person, and basically telling them that we should support Ron Paul. And I sent that back to him. It's just one email they're going to get, but it felt good to at least get
Let
that
me tell
out.
You, Ron yeah. Paul, he just won two more states. He won all the first states. That's now been admitted. He would have been the guy. They cheated him. But again, we run, we show there's fraud, we educate, but it shows we're winning, that they had to steal it from him. People are bummed out about that. No, they shouldn't be bummed out because he's really the winner. It shows we're winning. Let's talk to Michigan Truther. You got 30 seconds and the show's over. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Grand Rapids, Michigan, FEMA Region 5.
Yes, sir.
Just want to highlight a couple things. Recently read Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yes, sir. Available at InfoWars.com. Very powerful.
Yeah, and he's got another book that's really a mind-blower called the Illuminati Formula to Create a Totally Undetectable Mind Control.
Yeah, that's
slave.
Out of print, or I'd be carrying it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's like $450 on it. I'm trying to get a copy.
You know what? Let's get Fritz back on and help him republish that. Let's get him on about that book. Hey, great job. See you back on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew.